So good morning, it's 8:48, which reminds me I better check the clock to make sure I don't have a 9 o'clock alarm. So it's Tuesday. Okay, let me turn it off. Okay. It's Tuesday, November the 6th, 2018, 8:48 a.m. It is a gorgeous morning. Oh my god. Sun is out, it's crisp, it's actually a little chilly. My nose is running. But the sun is warm. I'm about 40 minutes later than yesterday, I think. Like probably 30 minutes, but based on the clock time. But not having the overcast. This is the first day all month, I think, that I have not had overcast. Trudging along in the gray, somewhat wet. Blech. So I'm marching along this morning. I got two sprints in already today, something not quite 1,000 words, I think like 988. Some Facebook friends have been distracting me from my running this morning, but I didn't let them get in the way of my two sprints. I slept in a little bit so I get a little more sleep. I didn't go to bed particularly early last night, but I didn't. It was before 11, so that was good. My wife had a rough night. She's not feeling well. With any luck, I'll get the car back today. They called yesterday to tell me, yes, the mirror came in, but the hose they sent was the wrong one. That's not the first time this has happened in terms of the car staying overly long in the shop. At least they don't charge me by the hour that the car is there, only the hours they work on it. And for a change, they did call me. I didn't have to chase them down at 5 o'clock. So that was a step in the right direction. Assuming they can get the part today, I should have the car back. I'm pretty sure I'm too late to get a free retest. Well, maybe not, we'll see. It's voting day. Did you vote? Voters vote red. Voters vote blue. All voters vote. How about you? Sort of ignores the independent. The problem with independence is that until we change, and this has to happen at a state level, until we change the way we pick winners, so we really have to abandon first past the post, which is whoever gets the most votes. We have to change that to be proportional voting. Before a third party really has much of a chance. They wind up just making it difficult for one side or the other. One thing I took as a promising is that there are two statewide constitutional amendments. I guess that's redundant because state constitution is statewide. But anyway, changing the way districts are formed to outlaw gerrymandering removing the district drawing from the legislature. It's no longer a function of the, it won't be a function of the legislature, it'll be the function of a standing committee, who will undoubtedly be made up of, and this is the key part, an equal number. There's no tiebreaker. It's an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, which again squeezes out the independents, but until we change this selection criteria, one with the most votes, until we change that, it's really problematic to have an independent in the voting scheme. It would be ideal, but it's almost impossible because of the structural impediments to election. So I voted like 2 weeks ago. I'm one of the early voters. I will vote as soon as I can, every time. I was amused that the robocalls, a lot of them are not robocalls. The robocalls are tedious enough, but I've had 4 calls from the precinct captain that were robocalls. Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride to the polling place? Do you need us to pick up your ballot? We can drop it off for you. What do you need? We need you to vote. And I assume it's the Democratic precinct person. I got 2 calls, both in the same minute to different phones in the house. I already voted, it's pointless. I did get a call, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not, I did get a call the other night. Last night? I thought it was Saturday night. Anyway, they all blend together. Last night would have been Monday night, I think it was Sunday night. Asking if I was going to vote for Galindo. And I said I'd already voted, and they kept pressing it. It's like, I don't know how to break this to you, but I don't remember Galindo on the ballot. I looked it up, and sure enough, she's not in my district. I'm not in her district. So, I actually did tell the guy that. I don't think Galindo is represented in my... This is state representative. I don't think Galindo is in my... in my wheelhouse here. So, I'm trying to prepare myself for the disappointment that's probably coming my way Tuesday or Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. God, I have such a hard time with days of the week. I think it's because I don't know what day of the week it is. It's also because they all blend together. And because I'm focused primarily on what time of day is it? Is it near the top or the bottom of the hour? Should I be starting a sprint right now? So, Stala Hodgson. Hi, Stala, if you're listening. I can't imagine why you would be. But Star Hutch put a post up about how discouraging it was to break through 20,000 words for NaNoWriMo on day 5 and find that I was already 5,000 words ahead of her and writing faster. And it's like, you know, I'm not likely to slow down. I got a goal here. I got a goal of 50,000 words by the 10th, 100,000 words by the 20th. Finished manuscript by the end of the month. Ideally, a finished story by like Thanksgiving so that I can get it out to betas. for a few days before the end of the month, and then I can toss it over the fence to Karen Conlon in December and help her Christmas budget out a little bit. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk Post. Okay. Oh dear, I said that too loudly. Sorry, dog. So the book, the story, Darkness, is not going anywhere the way I thought it was going to. I had all of these grand plans, these great ideas. I couldn't get them to work on the outline. I couldn't get them to work on a write-through. I couldn't get them to mesh up. Individually, they're all great. And taken as a group, they're like... Taken as a group, they're like, Poison Ivy, Milkweed. A Morning Glory, two dandelions and a cattail. It's like, this isn't, none of these things go together. The difficulty, of course, is that that's not the story that this needs to be. It's just not a story about everybody else on the ship. This is a story about Ishmael. This has to be a story about Ishmael. And I came to that realization probably about half a mile back as I was trying to think about what I was going to talk about today and how this story is not what I expected it to be. It's not what I envisioned it would become. And the difficulty, or the glory, depending, is that it might be better. It might be better. The fact that I don't know anyway, I don't know where this is going. I'm at 28,000 words, they've barely got away from the dinner table. I'm 11 chapters in. They've made four jumps. Five jumps. I've lost track. There's stuff going on in the background that keeps popping up. I have no idea how that's going to resolve itself, or whether I'm going to have to trim it out in the end. I'm going to take it out in the second draft, which is entirely possible. I'm trying desperately not to do anything spoilerish here. So I'm not talking specifically about what they've done or not done. The weirdness that has crept into the story. But it is definitely... It's definitely an Ishmael Wong story. It's definitely Ishmael on the path to healing. The last book was Ishmael failing on that path. The first book was Ishmael taking his first tentative steps up from the depths. And those two books worked. I was going to say it worked the way that I planned it to. No. Those books worked the way they needed to work. They weren't even close to exactly what I planned, because when I was writing those books, I didn't plan books, so that's kind of a problem. There isn't any way they could have worked out the way I planned, because unlike Home Run, which I did plan, and which came out exactly where I wanted it to. Even though it varied from the plan a little bit, the intent of the plan was fully realized. And now, of course, the difficulty is that I have to deal with some of those things that came up perfectly realized and now are problems. Because I do have an end state in mind for this book, which involves Ishmael's rehabilitation, a bunch of other things, but closing off a bunch of plot lines that have been sort of hanging open for the last 4 or 5 books. Okay, here are the guys playing on the sidewalk again. Around looking at the ditch witch guy. So I'm doing what I always do with Ishmael Long stories. I'm writing. I'm not worried too much about trying to write some perfect story, some kind of story in particular, some aspect of the story. I'm just trying to write it down. I'm just trying to get it on the page. And then I can see what it looks like at the end. So while I'm paying a lot of front brain attention to word counts mean pages I can polish. I'm very much focused on beating the clock in a very mechanical, detached focus to get enough words on the page that I think I can find a story in the bundle. And yeah, maybe there'll be some cattails and maybe there'll be some dandelions, but I can't fix a story that hasn't been written down. Particularly a story that's 100,000 words long. I mean, I can sort of muddle my way through a short story that's only a couple thousand words, but 100,000 words? No. No, I need to see it. I need to get it on page. I need to see what it looks like in order to get it where I need it, where it needs to be. More accurate assessment. And I'm pleased. I'm tickled. I'm excited. I'm all of those things that happen when I'm in the middle of writing instead of in the middle of muddling. Ah, okay, here we are. Last street crossed. Coming up the sidewalk. Here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.